Your life is precious. This is it. You've got one shot at this. But is there a sense on the inside that you're capable of so much more? If so, the Missing Secret podcast is for you. The book Thinking Grow Rich has been read by over 150 million people. It's the top book in the world on success by a factor of 10. In the book, it says there's a secret for success, but the author only gives us half the secret.
When I turned 50, I figured out the full secret, the missing secret, and developed a 12-minute-a-day technique to apply it. And it caused my income to go up by 25 times over the $200,000 to $300,000 a year I was making the prior 20 years. I felt so blessed.
When John taught me the missing secret, it changed my life, doubling my income and dramatically impacting my health, relationships, and quality of life.
Today, most people are just winging life. They don't have anything pulling them forward to their desired life.
Leverage yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day. Watch what happens.
Welcome to the Missing Secret Podcast. I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. So, we got a good topic today, and here it is. It's on you to figure out your life. Now, Kelly, I'm betting that you agree with this basic concept, don't you?
Wholeheartedly. You know me, I'm all about radical accountability. So,
right.
Absolutely.
Well, and I'll tell you how I came about this. Basically, this is a life lesson that I didn't get through my thick head until I was 50. I see at 50 that you have to man up or woman up and figure out your life, because nobody's going to do it for you. And there's not going to be some divine intervention that makes it like you want it. But it's on you to figure out your life, because you're the only one that has all the information. You can talk to people about, you should do this or you should do that. But they're not understanding all the details of your life like you do. And they don't understand granularly what maybe needs to happen like you can. And so you have to not only, I think, figure out your life, then you have to take the actions required to make that happen. And so it's sort of that two-part process. You got to figure it out. What do I have to do? And what's my path? And then I got to take the actions. And, you know, I see with the Think It, Be It, we're really giving you a system that makes three things happen. You know, the template itself is actually a system for figuring out your life and establishing clarity. And the template is also a system for evolving your life, because whatever you figure out for your life and you have it on that template, you can be sure that it's not 100% right and it's going to evolve. So you need a way to evolve it. And then the methodology is a system for making the right actions happen automatically, since 95% of them are unconscious. But I think that's the power of the methodology. But back to the original thing I was talking about is the sooner you as a person recognize that, it is on me to figure out my life, the better off you are. And again, I didn't figure this out until I was in my 50s. And I think that at some level, like I know, in fact, when I was in my 30s, I thought, I'm so sharp. It's just a matter of time before I'm successful. How delusional was that?
I love it.
I mean, it's ridiculous. But you know, finally, when you hit 50 and you're not as successful as you think you should be, and divine intervention hasn't come in and transformed your life, then you get it through your thick head that you need to take the responsibility. And so I impassionately share this with our audience, that the sooner you get that lesson, hopefully you get it before 50, the better off you are. What's your thoughts on that?
No, I 100% on board with this whole, thought process. And I think like nobody's coming to save you. And right. I think that the sooner you like accept the fact that, you know, I talk about radical accountability and I talk about, and some people don't like the way I talk about this, which is like wherever you are at, whatever's, you know, like happening, you know, like in terms of like where you are in relation to your goals or where you're at in your life right now, or like it's your fault.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, and I get it. Awful things happen. You know what I mean? Like that's life, you know, mm-hmm. We all have awful things happen, whether it's health related or grief or divorces or, you know, like there's all kinds of things that come up in life. And I acknowledge that, you know,
right.
But it also goes back to how you look at those things. You know, how is it that you're going to, you know, look at that failure or that mm-hmm. thing that happened that wasn't the way you wanted it to go? How are you going to frame that and use that to, you know, and it goes back to kind of what we talk about all the time, which is, and I don't mean this in a negative way at all, but a victim, you know, kind of mentality where looking through that lens that like life is out to get me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The cards are stacked against me. I don't have as many benefits as that person over there that's succeeding. Like that mentality that is, you know, sets you back in terms of achieving anything you want to achieve because you are diminishing yourself by comparing yourself to other people and where they're at.
Right.
And so I think with just understanding that like, hey, I'm exactly where I'm at right now because of the choices I've made, how
right.
I've decided to look at things, how the actions I've decided to take, you know, and so many things can be true at once, but
yeah.
As soon as you understand that, like, no, you know, I'm not where I'm at because somebody did me wrong. You know what I mean? I'm, you know, we're not achieving my goal because I've been done dirty or whatever.
Right.
Like, no, you know, yes, that happened. But like, what is, you know, how are you going to make lemonade out of lemons? You know,
right.
How are you going to turn this into something that's a catalyst for something positive in your life? Or, you know,
right.
So I firmly believe in, you know, radical accountability and that whole idea of like, nobody's coming to save you. You know, you've got to rely on you. You are the one that needs to take the actions. You're the one that needs to form the clarity around your life so that you know what actions to take.
Right.
And so, no, I, you know, for me, this is I'm passionate about this because I've known so many people. I've had so many employees throughout the years who, you know, are, you know, they're complaining. They spend a lot of their time complaining or,
right.
You know, about what's not going well instead of, you know. So anyway, no, I'm 100% on board with you on, you know, this idea of, you know, you being wholly responsible for, you know, yourself.
Right. Well, and to drill down on it, maybe even a little more, as an example, say you're in a marriage that doesn't really work. It's on you to figure out how to make it work or to get out.
Yeah.
I'd strongly advise doing everything you can to make it work. But when you really look at it, you can figure out how to make it work. And again, this is once you embrace this idea of owning your results, I think that it's almost liberating. Because you go, oh, I see that the solution is in my head. It's not elsewhere. I don't need to find somebody to advise me or coach me or, you know, it's in my head. And in the example of a marriage that doesn't work, well, the first place to look is to fix you. Make sure you are great at the marriage. Inevitably, if you improve you, your partner will improve as well. I mean, that's just the yin and the yang of the relationship. But again, it takes really thinking through your life and that particular issue. And that's why setting aside time to think is so critical. And like we've talked about 100 times, how people are just gliding through life. They're not really stepping back from their life and thinking about their life. But once you sort of embrace this idea of owning your life, boy, then you immediately, I think, embrace this idea, the power of stepping back from your life and thinking and figuring out the problem in a way that only you can. Because again, you have all the information. Anytime you're trying to get it advice of somebody else, they don't have all the information. So it's just powerful. And I see, like, in career, people go, well, I want to be more successful in my career. And I saw, as I think I told you, I did a revision on my book earlier this year because I didn't like what I was seeing on some of the templates in terms of, like, the three things that move the needle and the strategy for success. And I created this quality control checklist to make sure that people are looking at that deeply enough. In fact, now when the template comes out of the AI algorithm, the quality control checklist comes out with it. But you'll find this interesting. I find it interesting. So I was on a podcast not too long ago, and the guy really embraced my methodology, and it really transformed his life. And he had me back again. He bought like 30 or 40 of my books for his people. And so we did another podcast. And then a couple of them send me an email and say, would you look at my template? And I look at it, I'm like, did you just ignore the quality control checklist? I mean, you're asking me to dig into your template, but you're missing the key points that I'm making. But that's people, you know? I mean, to me, it seems like, oh my God, but yeah, that's people. You can be mad about it or not be mad about it. Again, just think a little bit deeper about those things. And again, you can figure it out. You know, when you're figuring out what your strategy for success is, what's making your company different than the others in the industry? That's the essence of what we're trying to get at. And and when you're talking about what are the three things that move the needle, I mean, one of the things I found funny is they didn't even list three things. Not only were they not things that were moving, but they didn't even list three things. And then they were listing things like were not activities that they personally were doing, just the things conceptually that move the needle.
Okay.
And I'm addressing that in the quality control checklist. And so it's just funny how it works. But it all comes back to this idea that you ultimately have to figure out your life. So, you know, one final thing, and I think we'll save this maybe to next time, but I think we ought to talk about how to use AI and the various systems like ChatGPT or Perplexity, how to use that on an ongoing basis. And this is coming up because as I do this personal growth program for the 18 head coaches here at the University of Texas. And this lady that is really sharp, Molly Fletcher, she's like the female Jerry Maguire. She's a sports agent, really good. And she has a podcast. And so she's interviewing a lot of sports people and head coaches in the NFL and that type of thing. And anyway, she did a presentation a couple weeks ago on how to use AI, and she brought an expert in, and it is really interesting the ways that you can use AI that you and I are not even thinking about at the moment. Mm-hmm. There's various levels, and most people are operating at a very shallow level. But again, this is a topic for another day, but I bet you'll find this interesting, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's been a game changer. And I know I have literally just scratched the surface with how I'm utilizing it right now. And I know that there are a lot more ways that I can be leveraging it. But in the ways I'm using it now, I mean, it saves me hours. You know, even just this weekend, I used it to help put together a proposal. And it was just like that would have taken me hours to put together. And I was able to just have it done in 10 minutes.
Right.
You know, and so anyway, I'm excited to have that conversation and to hear about what you learned from her.
Okay. Well, until next time, we'll see you.
Thank you for listening to the Missing Secret Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about this 12-minute a day technique that gives you control over your life beyond what you've ever experienced before, visit themissingsecret.org. That's themissingsecret.org. Sign up for a free video that reveals the full secret of Think and Grow Rich and purchase John's book, The Missing Secret. Until next time, be the exception. Work smarter, not harder, by leveraging yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day.